Jonathan Honig, capitalistpig.com. Follow him on Twitter. And today at 11 o'clock, he's on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. It's always fun to chat with Neil Jonathan Honig, who joins us every Tuesday morning, or most Tuesday mornings. So United Airlines has had a rough run, Jonathan Honig, that's for sure. How is it affecting them on Wall Street and Main Street?
Well, I think, John, great to be with you, by the way. I think, interestingly, it's affected them a lot more on Main Street than Wall Street. I mean, with the amount of terrible press United Airlines has gotten, I mean, the whole airline industry, in particular in the last couple of months, but without a doubt, United Airlines, after that video of the passenger getting dragged off the plane, made worldwide news. The stock really barely budged. It was down a little bit the day and the week that the news was announced, but it hasn't really moved. John, it might move, however, today as Oscar Munoz, the CEO, takes the stand in Washington, and even probably more because of what they're doing to try to woo back those customers. You got to hand it to United. After some early missteps, they've kind of gone into crisis mode here. And one of the things they're doing, John, this will certainly be interest to our listeners, is frankly offering great fares. They're trying to woo back customers with what they're calling apology fares. So rates like, for example, New York to London, which usually cost $800, they're not offering $433. Or round trip to Mexico City flights that used to cost $500, they're now offering for $200. You can bet it's going to be a limited time, but I think they're doing what any company that is flub that has doing. They're going back to their customers with their hat in hand, saying, we're sorry, and I hope you'll take us back.
Jonathan Honig with John and Ray. I like what you wrote about Americans swamped in debt. What do you do when you're a family, you got a kid in school, you know, you've got that home equity loan down to about 10 grand, all of a sudden taxes are due, it goes back up. It's like a vicious cycle. You're telling me that Americans are on average at least $25,000 in debt.
Yeah, these numbers are really surprising, Ray. And, you know, they come out from a study from Northwest Mutual, essentially alluding to exactly what you're saying. Americans have a ton of debt. I mean, for those who carry debt, the average is actually $37,000, John, and that's not even including mortgages. It is including a lot of school loans and, of course, credit card debt, which has come down since the Great Recession, but still a problem for many, many Americans. I think it's twofold, John, Ray, one of which is cut the taxes, cut the expenses. I mean, it's such an insult. As you said, you get through, you know, trying to pay your bills, trying to send your kids to school, and then, you know, government comes and says, oh, wait a minute, where's our 20% or 30%? That's a great start. But more than anything, don't be a Johnny Depp. I don't know if you guys got the story. Johnny Depp is a compulsive spender, spends, by some estimates, upwards of $2 million a month. Huh. I hope our listeners are not at that level. But, you know, you can't forget that even if you put something on a credit card, the bill comes due, it has to be paid. And, you know, I always say, why are you financing those disposable purchases at 20, 30% on a credit card? A house is a perfectly acceptable investment to buy using debt. But, you know, to buy furniture or clothing or music or anything else like that for on credit is just asking for trouble. You're digging a hole, which, unfortunately, Ray, a lot of Americans are probably never going to dig themselves out of.
Well, what are your thoughts on this budget deal that appears to be longer than the Obamacare bill and doesn't really include a lot of what Donald Trump promised?
I remember the scene from the end of The Music Man, John. You know, Robert Preston has promised the town the band. The band is coming. And then the Mayor Shin says, where's the band? Where's the band? I think a lot of Trump supporters and conservatives are asking exactly that. Where's the band? Where's the border wall, the defunding for sanctuary cities, the entitlement cuts, the real fiscal austerity and tightening and the growth that the president promised? You don't yet see it in this budget. And we know from, I guess, his style thus far, he's a negotiator. He'll often throw out an initial volley. But I think there's no question that Republicans and the president, John, they have to get a W on the board. What's been great to see, however, is that the economy, for better or worse, in the market keeps humming along without them.
Yeah.
When you look at companies like Amazon, which if you had bought at the IPO 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you would have been up 50,000% since now at an all-time high.
I don't need to know about 10 years ago. Yeah. What should I look for tomorrow?
One? Yeah, give us a
tip. The next one?
Man.
Well, I tell you, people have been naysaying Tesla. That company's earnings are going to be out today, John, and it's another one up over 50% just this year and doing quite well. A lot of people said, wait a minute, with a Republican administration, aren't these green energy plays going to fall flat on their face? Tesla continues to innovate. That's why the stock has done so well and why many are expecting that the bull run in a lot of these new economy stocks, that's really what, I mean, Johnny, it's like We always say buy what you know, and this is a perfect example. The big winners this year, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, companies we know and talk about all day. These are the real engines of the economy, and that's why the market is doing so well.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'll be sure to tune in today as you and Neil will be yelling at each other. I look forward to that.
All right. Be well, Jonathan.
Take care, pal.
Bye-bye. Jonathan Oenig, they put him up with three other people sometimes on Fox Business.
Just scream at each other.
Just yell at each other. It's fun to watch.
Tesla's going to do well until the union gets involved with those self-driving trucks, right, John?
The Teamsters might have a slight problem with the self-driving semis.
Just a problem.